Welcome to Deedon B College. In this lesson, we're building a jungle pad drift blueprint inside Ableton Live 12. Think of it as a dark, moving base layer that sits somewhere between a pad, a sub support, and a hazy restyle bed. The goal here is not a massive modern Euro bass. We want that uneasy, drifting low mid pressure that feels like it's floating behind the drums, giving the track atmosphere, momentum, and a little menace without swallowing the break. This kind of layer usually lies under the main break, in the drop support, or as a section bed that evolves between phrases. It can also work beautifully in intros and second drops when you want that foggy, cassette dark character that instantly says jungle. And musically, this matters because in jungle and old school DNB the break carries the groove, but the bass has to answer it with attitude. If the bass is too clean, the tune can feel modern in the wrong way. If it's too wide, too static, or too sub-heavy, the low end collapses and the break loses authority. So the mission is simple. We want the bass to drift, pulse, and grind, while staying usable in a club mix. Start with the MIDI. Keep it short. One bar or two bars is enough at first. Don't write a huge ambient line and hope it works later. In this style, the bass should feel like it's reacting to the break, not overriding it. A simple note palette is enough. Use one root note, maybe one fifth, and one octave movement if needed. Try holding the root for most of the bar, then answer with a shorter upper note or octave dip. Then leave a gap before the next phrase so the snare can breathe. Why this works in DNB is because the break already contains a lot of rhythmic detail. If the bass fills every hole, the groove gets crowded and the jungle push-pull disappears. You want negative space. You want the bass to lean into the snare hits, not fight them. Now build the core tone with stock Ableton tools. Waveatable is perfect for this because it lets you blend a sub-like layer with a drifting mid texture. Start with a simple waveform on one oscillator, something sine or triangle-like for the low-end support, then add a second oscillator with a saw or pulse character for movement. Keep unison low or off at first. Let the raw tone tell you whether the idea is working before you start piling on effects. Then shape it with EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and only use compression if you really need it. A good starting split is to keep the sub content below around 100 to 120 Hz simple and mono, and let the movement happen above that. If the sound only becomes interesting after heavy processing, the source is too plain. You want the character to be there early. At this point, separate the sub weight from the drift texture. This is the key move. The sub should act like an anchor. The drift should act like atmosphere. A practical way to do that in Ableton is to split the sound into two layers. Layer A is the sub layer. Simple waveform, centered, no widening, no heavy chorus. Layer B is the drift layer. Richer waveform, more saturation, more filtering movement, and maybe a little stereo spread above the low end. If you want to keep it clean, use an audio effect rack and split the chain by frequency feel. You do not need perfect multiband science here. The real goal is just to stop the low end from blurring together. A good starting point is to high pass the drift layer around 90 to 150 Hz, leave the sub layer mostly untouched below 100 Hz, and if the drift gets boxy, pull a little around 250 to 400 Hz. What to listen for here is whether the sound already feels dark and slightly unstable before you add more polish. If all the personality appears only after distortion, keep refining the source. Next, give it movement with the filter and envelope shape. Auto filter or Waveatable's filter envelope can make the bass breathe on each note. A practical place to start is a short attack, somewhere around 5 to 30 milliseconds, a decay around 300 to 900 milliseconds, and modest resonance. You want the note to start a little closed and then bloom slightly. That creates the sense of the bass rising out of the fog. For a darker jungle feel, the note usually opening into the phrase works better than a sharp bright hit. It feels more haunted, more submerged, more old school. If you want a more aggressive roller feel, make the attack a touch faster and the decay shorter. If the track needs dread and depth, go for the slower bloom. If the drums are already very busy and need a sharper answer, choose the tighter bite. Trust the arrangement, not just the synth. Now add controlled grit. Saturator is usually enough to start. Drive it around 2 to 8 dB and see how the harmonics come forward. If you want heavier instability, roar can work too, but keep the shaping subtle and clean up the low-end fallout with EQ afterwards. The point is to make the bass readable on smaller systems and in the low mids, where jungle weight often lives. Too clean and it disappears under noisy breaks. Too much drive and it turns into grainy mush and loses pitch definition. What to listen for is whether the bass still has a clear root note after the saturation. If the pitch gets vague, Back off the drive. This is one of those places where less can absolutely feel more powerful. Once the tone is in the pocket, commit it. Freeze, flatten, or resample if it feels right. Jungle-style bass often benefits from audio editing later, so getting a solid print now is a smart workflow move. And here's a good rule, stop over-resigning once the tone works with the drums. If it's already speaking correctly, don't keep twisting knobs just because the session is still open. Now make it breathe with timing. Jungle bass rarely feels best when it's hard quantized like an EDM stab. Nudge select notes so they sit slightly behind or around the strongest hits in the break. A tiny delay of 5 to 15 milliseconds can create drag and menace. A pickup note pushed slightly ahead can create urgency. This is a classic jungle trick. The groove feels dangerous because it's not perfectly squared. Check this with the break and bass only. No pads, no FX bus, no extra layers. If the snare loses authority, the bass is probably too long or too loud in the low mids. Shorten the note lengths, or carve a little around 150 to 300 Hz. What to listen for is whether the bass moves with the drums, not on top of them. Only after the core groove is working should you add a second texture layer. This can be another wave-eatable instance or a duplicated track with different processing. Use a faint detuned saw, a narrow pulse edge, or a filtered noise shimmer very quietly. High pass it around 180 to 300 Hz, and if you want that smeared 90s haze, add a subtle parse ensemble. Then use EQ8 to tame any harshness around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep this layer out of the sub. Its job is atmosphere and motion, not weight. If you want more old-school grime, make the movement a little coarse and unstable. If you want more modern polish, keep it smoother and cleaner. This layer should make the bass feel more alive when soloed, but in the full mix it should mostly be felt as pressure and texture. Now shape the bass against the break, not just against a metronome. In jungle and old-school DNB, the bass often lives in the spaces the break creates. That means a bassline can be technically correct and still feel wrong if it ignores the break's accents. Try a phrase where bars 1 and 2 establish the dark root, bar 3 adds a small variation like a fifth or octave move, and bar 4 gives a short lift or gap, so a fill can land. Then repeat the idea with a slight variation. One really effective old-school move is to keep the bass restrained for 3 bars, then let bar 4 answer, with a slightly higher note or a filter opening. That creates movement without overriding the drums. Now tighten the mix for mono compatibility. The low end must survive club playback. Keep the sub in mono. In Ableton, utility on the bass bus is your friend. Set width to 0% for the sub-focused layer. If the drift layer is stereo, high pass it first so only the upper content spreads. Use EQ8 to clear mud around 180 to 350 Hz if the break and bass are competing there. If the bass sounds huge in headphones, but disappears when you check mono, the stereo content is probably carrying too much weight. Pull it back and let the sub own the center. What to listen for now is whether the kick and snare still speak clearly. If the snare feels tucked under the haze, reduce sustain or trim a little low mid body. DNB hits hard, and the arrangement has to leave room for the break transients. Once the loop works, turn it into a proper phrase. Don't let it sit unchanged for 8 bars and call it a drop. Give it a role in the arrangement. An intro can use the filter drift only. Drop 1 can bring in the full sub plus restrained motion. A midsection can open the filter a bit or change note length slightly. Then the second drop can either get darker, drier, or more aggressive than the first. And this is important. The second drop should mean something. It does not have to be louder. It can be drier, more saturated, more stripped back, or a little more rhythmic. That contrast is what makes the return feel intentional. A useful mindset shift here is to stop chasing big before you chase clear hierarchy. In old-school jungle, the hierarchy is usually break articulation first, sub anchor second, drift texture third, then wideness and atmosphere. If you reverse that, the tune may sound impressive in solo and weak in the drop. There are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the bass too wide too early. Don't drown it in mid-range distortion. Don't write more notes than the break can handle. Don't let the filter sweep become the hook. Don't ignore the low end below 100 Hz. And don't build the whole arrangement before checking the bass with the drums. That last one is huge. Loop the break and bass early, and let the groove tell you what the sound should really be doing. A couple of pro tips will take this further. Use octave discipline. If you want more presence, don't just add more sub. Try adding the octave only in the drift layer while the sub stays rooted. Let the break own the high-end chaos. The bass should usually be more controlled than the drums. And if you want a stronger second drop, print a cleaner version for the main groove and a dirtier or more filtered version for transitions and impacts. Multiple rendered states are often more useful than one perfect patch trying to do everything. Also, audition the bass at lower monitoring volume. If the drift disappears completely, the mid-range texture is too dependent on loud playback. In a club-friendly jungle mix, the listener should still sense motion even when the system isn't flattering the sound.